from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Mandatory water restrictions may be necessary and could be announced as early as today if this dry spell doesn't quit and there is no rain in the forecast. New Jersey officials are considering a shift from what we're in now, which is a drought watch, to a drought warning.
Water demand in New Jersey is higher than average this time of year, says state geologist Steve Domber. That's another issue on top of falling reservoir levels.
This time of year, we typically see the trends start to go up and improve. We're not seeing that.
Some want to see the state declare a drought emergency as soon as possible. That's when mandatory water restrictions come into play.
When someone tells you you can't water your lawn, that gets people's attention.
Doug O'Malley with Environment New Jersey says we don't know when these drought concerns will end, so we have to act like they won't. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Two new brush fires have sparked up this morning in Mercer County along the Hamilton-Trenton border at Route 29 and 185. Another in Burlington County in Medford near Tuckerton Road. But the biggest is in North Jersey as dry conditions wreak havoc on the fall wildfire season. Crews have one of their biggest challenges in Passaic County, the Jennings Creek wildfire, also impacting New York. Thousands of acres have burned in both states.
We are actively engaging the fire, and right now all our tactics seem to be holding the line here in New Jersey.
New Jersey Forest Fire Service Assistant Division Fire Warden Christopher Franick says Tuesday's winds made things much more challenging. President-elect Trump makes a victor's return to Washington today. He'll be hosted by President Joe Biden at the White House. The visit is a traditional part of the peaceful handoff of power. Meanwhile, Trump has stunned the Pentagon and the broader defense world, nominating Fox News host Pete Hegseth to serve as his defense secretary. The news was met with bewilderment and wide-eyed worry among many in Washington. He's likely to bring sweeping changes to the military, opposing woke programs that promote inclusion. He also questions the role of women in combat. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
It's cold to start this Wednesday morning. Temperatures are in the 20s and 30s across New Jersey. Grab the jacket. Any little breeze is going to bite a little bit. We'll see lots of sunshine today, dry weather, and very dry air. Highs only reaching about 50 degrees. Some clouds will roll in late tonight. It'll be cold again. Lows in the lower 30s. And tomorrow, cloudy and cool. Highs back to near 50. There is a minimal chance of a late day sprinkle or shower tomorrow, too. New Jersey weather made possible by W. Danley Electrical. A power outage have you in the dark? W. Danley can help in an emergency. Get a Generac portable generator delivered and installed same day for only $999. Plus no interest and no payment financing till 2025. Visit Danley911.com.
Union 34, Long Branch 39, Vineland is 27. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.